Hello and welcome to... Shit.
Wow.
Oh, it's not that bad. We only just started.
Now broadcasting the webcomic Beacon.
Hello and welcome to episode 145 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com. We are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics host and community site at rampagenetwork.com. I'm Fess! I gotta chortle a little bit as I say that I am from fessworks.com, and with me we have Mark Savory of autumnlake.com.
Well, hello there.
And Tanya Higgins of daisiesandshit.com.
Hello.
This is a rated Web 14 Plus podcast. You should have figured that out already. Anyway, this week
holy fuck, 14.
By the way, for those that did not listen to episode 143, well, typically at the end of each podcast, I try to have like a little zinger right after the end of the outro music. And last week's was Mark swearing a lot.
Oh, Christ, was it?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Wow, and now we've blasphemed as well.
Yes.
I think we're having a negative effect on Mark's.
We're
going to be I'm going to be the troll this episode.
Woohoo!
Yes. Because it's a podcast and not like posting stuff, I guess, you know, I just have to sound like Glenn Beck.
Anyway, we have somebody on the show with us. We have we have Adam Smithy, who is also with us, who's from the Apple of Discord and Apple Valley. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
For those that were here about an hour early, an hour ago, we recorded a Webcomic Beacon EP episode with Adam Smithy, who is, yes indeed, a new staff member of the Webcomic Beacon, as well as Alex Heberling, which will be bringing home the EPs, which we'll be talking about tropes, and so look to the future for coming episodes, a future discussion on tropes. So very, very exciting. Very exciting here coming up on the third anniversary coming next week, so be here for that. But this week, you know, we've been online for 3 years now, and there's one topic we haven't really talked about specifically. It's come up, or at least I've brought it up. and that's trolls.
Trolls,
internet trolls, and jackasses. That's going to be the title of this episode, Trolls and Jackasses.
Why? Which is, of course, why I'm here.
Yes.
Don't feed the troll.
Yes.
So anyway, this basically was brought out as far as the... I was going to have another idea I could be using today because the people I've been trying to schedule for a while, I can't get. So I was like, crap, I didn't schedule anything. What should we talk about? But about like 5 hours ago, people were talking on Twitter about, I guess, trolls on the webcomic list and things like that. I was like, hey, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about trolls.
First off, let's define what a troll is.
Who wants to do that?
I can give my at least gist of it. A troll, when you're talking about trolls online, tend to be people that will basically just keep being negative about something constantly, typically against somebody or a certain idea. Never have anything really constructive to say. Always negative, bad-mouthing, not only whatever the content may be, but the creators of the content, and basically just keep on aggravating to try to get a response, to get noticed. It's kind of like a plea for attention almost. And they just keep at it. That is my present understanding. And sometimes spammers are not far away from that. but Adam?
I don't know.
Well, I would go a couple of steps further. I would say that really the core essence of a troll is someone who is joining a conversation specifically for their own amusement. They're not really looking to necessarily add anything to the conversation. And usually they do that by taking a contrary point of view. Sometimes they can be intelligent. Sometimes they can be stupid. Occasionally they have no idea what they're doing. Because I think that a lot of times what people identify as trolls really are just people with absolutely zero social skills whatsoever who legitimately don't understand why everyone hates them.
yeah.
And I think that forums are a big place for things like that to happen because you have to wonder when you're looking at them, looking at the posts of trolls, the things that they've said. Sometimes these things, obviously, you know, this person is definitely trying to get a rise out of people. They want to cause chaos. They want to, you know, rile people up and get them fighting them and get a response. And sometimes they're just dumb.
Or sick.
And I was actually doing some research, you know, that R word, about this topic. After it came up on Twitter, the term troll comes from trawl, like where they will trawl nets behind a boat to try and catch fish. And the concept of trolls originated back with news groups because before we had things like post counters that said, you know, when a person joined a particular organization, how long they've been there, how well they're liked, how many times they've posted, things like that. A lot of it was you knew the person by name and by reputation, or you didn't. And okay. Trolls started out kind of as a litmus test to weed out the new and inexperienced. They would throw out a topic which had already been debated endlessly. Like, for me, I started out, one of my first boards I focused on was a Mystery Science Theater board where the topic of who was better, Mike or Joel, was one of those such things where a troll might start that innocently, you know, say, you know, gee, I was wondering, who do you guys think is better? And the new people who are full of vim and vigor and haven't learned better yet would flock to a thing like that and engage in a giant rolling argument while the troll is laughing their ass off behind their keyboard. But
picking on the noobs.
As it became easier to tell who knew what they were doing from who didn't, the trolling art, as you might say, became much more mobile, much more versatile, and in many cases turned towards, you know, that spirit of amusing yourself above all else. Yeah. And if you can't tell, I am willing to admit that at many points in time in my illustrious history on the internet, I probably was technically a troll.
A troll, how dare you?
Which, honestly, I think is one of the things that lets me be the admin of the big forum that I am the admin of, is because I know. I can see what you're doing. I have done this game before. Okay, thank you. Yes, we get it. Goodbye. Good night. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. There's a pretty good definition of a troll on the Urban Dictionary here. I'm just scrolling through a forum of posts where a troll has been active, and it's I think pretty much to the point, and covers what some of the things we've already said here. A troll, according to this entry, is one who purposely and deliberately, for self-amusement, usually, starts an argument in a manner which attacks others in a forum without in any way listening to the arguments proposed by his or her peers. He will speak of such an argument via the use of ad hominem attacks. You know, you're nothing but a fanboy is what they quote here. Things, that sort of thing.
Yo mama.
Things like that. With no substance or relevance.
If you'd seen the research.
Yeah. With no substance or relevance to back them up, and they also use straw man arguments, which the troll uses simply to avoid addressing the essence of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll make all these wild statements, and I can only compare them to Glenn Beck, really. Glenn Beck is the ultimate troll. He'll make all these statements as if they're facts, but if you try to call him on the facts, he'll say, "Do your research." You know, trolls are really not much different than that. They'll make a bunch of wild claims.
I use the logical fallacy test. If I'm reading through posts and I'm looking at who I want to respond to, because most of the boards that I'm involved in are scientific boards. So if I'm reading a post and trying to decide who I want to respond to, if there are more than three logical fallacies in someone's statement, I move on, because that's a troll. Anyone in a board, especially more vicious boards like Farangala, the skeptic boards, things like that, anyone Something with off. More than three logical fallacies is clearly a troll and not worth your time.
Mm-hmm.
Mark recently had a troll that I called out on his logical fallacy.
I don't get a lot of trolls. It was the only troll I had, and I suspect it's probably somebody from work. So it's not like a real troll. It's not like an internet troll. It's like some dude, I do like you, Mark.
He was thoroughly trounced anyway, so by a number of people.
Mark brings up a good component to the psychology of a troll there, which is the anonymity. The less you have to look at yourself, the more horrible you can be with, you know, I have been at various times part of something awful. I've hung around on 4chan.
You horrible person.
I am.
I've hung around on 4chan.
You can't tell that from my comic. I am not a good person. I try, but... Oh, temptation is so fun. But I mean, like, okay, here's the thing. I saw that 4chan had done this. They hacked into a website for epileptics.
Yeah.
And replaced the graphics with flashing red and white images.
Oh.
Now, it's horrible.
Yeah, that's
horrible. But we're all laughing. That is professional trolling right there.
Yeah. And it is horrific, and yet I'm laughing.
I stopped hanging
out at 4chan is because some of the things that I laughed at just instinctively before I really thought about it made me feel like a horrible person, so I stopped going there. But yeah. It's horrible.
So you got these people that are trying to, I guess, reel people into arguments, if I can bring it back to fishing metaphor. But what about the trolls that are, they're not necessarily doing that, but they'll just keep badgering, like, you know, posting comments on people's comics. It's I would say harassment at that point, because it's specifically directed... typically at the creator. And of course people can take it way too far, and of course also people can take it way too seriously as well.
I mean, that's really just an ad hominem attack. It's the same kind of
ad hominem.
Oh great, we're all gonna be on the damn Muppet song. I guess isn't that just being a douche?
Well, that I guess it would fall into being a jackass. Especially if it's
I think it depends on what forum you're in. If you pop in a, you know, when I had my forum up, if you popped into my forum and said horrible things about me, I don't think that counts. Because you're not going to get that big of a response. There were like 5 members and they were all my friends, you know, and they would be like, shame on you. She's nice. That's not then really.
What kind of people are those then?
If you do it in Jeff Jack's forum.
Yeah.
Where there's going to be 8 million freaking random people who jump all over your shit. Yeah. Now you're a troll. I think it depends on the type of reaction you can expect to get by attacking the Arkst.
I don't know. I would still, unless there's a better word for the specific attacks.
I think that there's a word. It started out describing video games, people in video games, but it's come to apply to a lot of other things, and that's griefer.
Yeah.
And
griefers are people who play a video game with no they'll play World of Warcraft or something, and they're not going for the level 80 highest armor, the epic helmet that lets you headbutt people to death, you know. They're not going for any of that. They're going so that they can screw with people. I think I saw a fantastic video. It was of the Tarzan game that came out 2 or 3 years ago. Not Tarzan, Conan.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Both end with Anne.
Tarzan? Who's griefing kids?
And there was a skinny mountain pass that you had to pass, and there was a guy on a horse standing sideways across the pass. And whenever someone tried to walk behind the horse, he'd hit the button where the horse would kick, sending them flying sideways off the mountain. Now, imagine about 5 minutes worth of videos of this happening set to Yakety Sax. That's a griefer. That's not necessarily a troll, because there's not really even an argument there.
Yeah,
it's
no
just
reaction.
Somebody screwing with people for their own personal enjoyment.
Or I guess I got a one that's a little bit more. Some people, if anyone who's played Minecraft, particularly on a public multiplayer server.
Oh God!
People that will basically just drop lava and start fire and douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like. I think we should go ahead and expand the term griefer, just move it on into the forums, for insult whores, because it's not really.
Well, it's
damage.
And again, it has to do with the anonymity. It's
right.
I have a little shout box on the Apple of Discord, and August 4th, 2010, 8:40 in the morning, somebody named me wrote, "This is a terrible comic. Give up." You know, and
wait a minute.
I've left it up. I could have deleted it, but I kind of left it up just because I think it's almost funny. You know, it's that's not an argument. That's not even trying
to
elicit a reaction. It's just, yeah, I want you to maybe feel bad about yourself, but I'm not even, I don't care enough to even go through an effort to ruin your day. I'm just going to, this is a terrible comic, give up. That's what I imagine in my head he sounds like.
Yeah.
Hey, I got something like that in February. This comic is terrible and unfunny. To the point, I guess. It wasn't. But it's not like it keeps on coming. Then that's what I'm talking about when you're talking about with people with comics. People I always refer to them as trolls, I guess. The ones that just keep coming back and keep badgering people, specific people. And whatever the word is for those that keep harassing people is one thing. Whether or not they deserve it. I mean, because I will admit, some people possibly will deserve it depending on the content and the attitude of the creator. I have no examples at the time being, but I will say sometimes people, yes, will deserve it. To a point.
I have occasionally gotten comments that I believe I deserve. And not because their arguments were particularly valid, but because I'm an opinionated person. And being an opinionated person and someone who doesn't mind coming off as a cunt sort of puts me in a position where I insult people without trying.
Damn.
And yeah, I know. Go figure. Especially when I'm attacking things like, say, religion, where a number of people identify very strongly with it. Obviously, that's one of those things about religion, where attacking the religion is for many people synonymous with attacking the individuals who believe in the religion. Yeah. So I will get insults from people I've insulted by insulting something that they hold dear. That I don't consider either trolling or griefing. That's just, I don't know, being reactionary. But you know, that sort of thing happens a lot. And at that point, I think that's probably more common among webcomicers, at least the kind of webcomics that I read, is where you get the, you know, you're a horrible person, not this is a horrible comic. And those I just kind of toss off and go, well, I guess at least I'm making my point. I know that that type of thing is very common among comics like Something Positive and some of the things that I've put out on various, you know, boards. But
well, I think comics also open themselves up to a specific type of troll, the expert.
Well, we can we're going to take a quick break, and that's a good note to start up on when we come back.
Oh my God, it sounded like Galaxian.
Tanya's being bubbly mechanicalized again, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Tanya just turned into a dolphin.
I tried to do the break segue, and you talk on me. All
right. We'll be right back.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on a Rampage Network, a webcomics host and community at rampagenetwork.com. And don't forget, we broadcast live on Sundays at webcomicbeacon.com/live. Join our live chat room, have news reports or Becky art, transmit them to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Questions? Dial our voicemail at 1-320-310-0922.
It's just like it. Did we lose Tanya? Dude, this is
it
an epic
dirty
thread at Comic Gen, man. This is an epic thread.
Oh, what's... Oh.
You're looking at it now?
I've been reading it.
Yeah.
It's epic.
Yeah, he was on the webcomic list a while back. I don't remember how long ago. But I think Zoe had a... Is it...
With his hippity hoppity.
I don't know if it's...
That still makes me laugh.
Do you know, does anybody know if it's Zoe or Zoe?
It's Zoe. That's what Z-O-E means.
Okay, because I have known people who have pronounced it both ways.
Yeah,
and I've never actually spoken to her directly, so...
Oh, well, now I don't
know.
She's
in the UK, so usually in the UK it's Zoe. Z-O-E.
Right, well, Zoe...
That's Australia.
Good on you, mate.
Okay, so maybe I crossed a couple of oceans instead of just one.
Let's try to keep the listenership up for a change. All right.
So
Adam, you were about to lead into something.
Well, with any craft, and webcomics are a craft that doesn't have any real regulation or anything like that, anyone can declare themselves an expert on practically anything. And if you've got enough clout combined with large enough balls, you can go on a forum and cause just utter havoc by, like, shouting missives and critiquing people and just pumping yourself up all over the place. And there was a specific person who I'm a little hesitant to mention the name of.
Yeah.
No. Go ahead and mention it. And if you want
bingo.
Me to, oh, that jackass.
Yeah.
Oh, I got shit to say about him.
I do too.
Yeah.
But you go ahead.
But, you know, okay, so he had a couple of comics. They weren't bad. They weren't really fantastic either. They were kind of vanilla. And he had a big website that was an absolute monster to navigate through, which was supposed to be like a huge archive of information, but really most of it wound up being him talking about how great he was, and he had a couple of blogs where he talked about how great he was, and then he'd go on forums and talk about how great he was. And if done properly, that can be a form of trolling too, because the Fess mentioned early on, it's not just the argument, it's the argument against a brick wall. Mm-hmm. There was no middle ground with Bingo. There was a, you agreed with him, or you were wrong.
He was a jackass that was trying to find the formula to make webcomics work.
Webcomic success.
And
he is the whole reason I started the how not to thing in the first place.
One of the half pixel guys, I forget which one, it might have been Chris.
It was Guger, I think.
Was it Geiger?
Geiger, yeah.
So one of them, basically, there's, you can find it somewhere, there's a big PDF of it, and it is pages of detailed information explaining all this stuff. Basically, in direct reply to something he was posting about them, basically saying that they're lying about how successful they are, something like that. I did mention this on one of the earlier shows, I forget which one, so I'm not going to repeat it all, but basically, his, Bengo's first reply to those pages was completely dismissive. Like, oh, whatever. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was completely dismissive. I actually tried to get Bengo on the show once, and I was really nice, and I was like, you know, a lot of people, there's like, you know, a lot of people disagree with you. I would like to bring you on the show and have a dialogue. That's basically what I said, and he basically returns my email, insulting the Webcomic Beacon, insulting my efforts, insulting our listeners. Essentially saying that if people want to know about what I talk about, they can go to my site. And it's like, first off, you're a jackass. Now I gave you a chance, and I'm one of the last people to write somebody off.
So we mentioned Bengo. If any there's new webcomikers out there, hopefully listening to our show, they may not know who Bengo is, but Bengo is notorious and infamous in the webcomic world because of his behavior and his trolling behavior. And although it does have to be said, and whenever Bengo comes up, I usually mention this sort of thing, is that I don't think he always used to be that way, but he was involved in some sort of car accident or something. It was something really bad. And he's like, now, from what I understand, he's like quite disabled. He can't get around. And perhaps that has some bearing on his activity.
On his attitudes.
It could.
Could be.
And
but that's
I mention that
true.
Because it's very easy to dismiss his looniness as being looniness.
Yeah. Well, it may even have some impact on his brain itself.
That's what I'm thinking.
But this is all alleged stuff. We don't know for sure. We only know what he has presented. And even still, I was trying to be, and I'm the last person to write somebody off. I think I've only written off three people that I've met online. That's it.
He just hasn't figured out how to write me off yet. He's working.
I have written off scores of human beings. For any of you listening who've said something that you thought was bothering me and have in some way been waiting for a response, it's not going to happen. You don't exist for me anymore. I don't have Fess's issue. I go, haha, funny.
I regularly abandon my internet handle like every 2 or 3 years, so people who I have long-standing arguments with can't find me.
I have had my same internet channel, my same internet tag since before web forums existed. From news groups, I've used the same one. WEOFUI has always been me. So I've had people occasionally pop up from years before. I'm like, hey, remember when I said? And I'm like, no. Click. No. I toss people very easily.
But I think it is an important point, though, to say that some trolls They're not just some trolls are not just out for self-amusement at the expense of others. Some of them, they really do have some problems.
Yes.
There's at least a couple of trolls. Bingo would be one, but there's at least one other one I could think of that was on Twickle, who or the webcomic list forum, mm-hmm. who obviously had something wrong. There was something wrong there. It seemed like obsessive, compulsive, and some psychological problem that goes beyond just being a jerk or whatever.
Was that Eccentrics?
No, that
I think
Eccentrics was the guy who just posted crap randomly.
Okay, we'll bring him up later. Well, let's go with what Mark is talking about.
It was like Emerald Studio something or
other. Oh, yes, I remember him.
I'm pretty sure that was the one I'm thinking of.
Emerald Gem Studios.
Something like that. And he was
You know how I know, Mark?
How's that?
Because he pissed me off so much one day, I went and I bought Emerald Gem Studios.
That's right. I remember.
And then taunted him with the fact that I now owned what really ought to be his .com.
I remember that. Oh, it's awesome. Epic. That was epic.
I should visit the webcomic list forums more often.
Because, like I said, I'm not a good person.
This guy was one who was, like, very obsessive compulsive about legal stuff and minutiae.
Oh. Yeah,
he was trying to get artists to draw his comic or something, and he was all up into contracts and thinking like 18 years in the future.
Yeah.
But his site was crap.
It
looked like something that you would expect out of the Sonichu guy.
Or 1993. I mean, it looked so primitive. It was so primitive. Oh.
Yeah, and fortunately, the webcomic list has a fairly new forum, which is the Dog Pile, which I, amongst a number of others, were pulling for, which has funneled off a lot of the really strange requests, because it's a collaborative works request forum.
Oh, yeah.
Because those used to show up either in the main chat or in the comic chat or in the new comic things, and they didn't have a place, really, so you'd wind up with people like the Emerald Gem guy who basically, I think his first post was he dropped about a 10-page long, poorly written manifesto of what he expected from people who were going to collaborate with him.
Yeah.
And then he didn't understand why people didn't want to collaborate with him.
Yeah.
And the less other... I think that may be how some trolls get born. Which I was going to say this about Eccentrics as well. That's another .com that I own, by the way.
He's the one who filled my heart with... No, that was another one, but never mind. Okay.
I think... You take someone who has zero social skills. Either nobody talks to them at school, or maybe they're homeschooled. But you usually expect at least some grammar out of people who are homeschooled. And they live a lot up in their head, and they don't really communicate with the outside world. And then you put them on the internet, and you remove that veil of their persona that they already have, and you essentially free them up to be as good or as bad as they want to be.
Right.
And they may go into a situation like I said, the 10-page long manifesto, with the best of actual intentions in the world.
Yes.
But if we don't play along with their expectations, if the world doesn't comply with what they want, they get mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the madder they get, the worse their responses become, until they learn that they can feed themselves off of hate just as much as they could love.
Yes.
And I think that's how trolls, at least in certain situations, are born. I think, like, Eccentrics, I don't honestly think that they ever understood what they were doing was wrong.
Oh, I disagree. It is blatant. It is obvious. He would create, would create very general topics that don't really matter about anything, and then state an opinion and then ask for other people's opinions. And then he would also go and bring up other topics and just add a very general basic opinion. There was no way that it wasn't, he was thinking like, this is how you're supposed to advertise your comic and get your...
No, I disagree. I think he was just trying to get more links out there to get more hits.
Well, that too, but that's kind of the same thing. That's trolling and spamming at the same time.
For a while, I sort of wondered if Eccentrics was an actual human being or if it wasn't one of those
really good
AI bot.
Yeah.
Because I've had more meaningful conversations with Cleverbot than I had with Eccentrics.
And apparently it's a real person with some so-called software business in Seattle. But then why would he go on to forums?
Now here's
we should know better.
Here's an interesting thing. If now that we're talking about, you know, software engineers, this is going to sound more insulting than it is. Having an autistic son, I'm somewhat sensitive to the fact that there are autistic people online. I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, like, well, how can you be so sure that these people aren't mental and, you know, maybe there's something wrong. Maybe they're autistic. Maybe they have Asperger's. You can tell. There's a distinct difference between... You can tell the difference in behaviors, and typically autistic people don't have the social skills to be rude. I know that sounds like, you know, antithetical, but they don't have the social skills to be purposely insulting. It comes across differently. And even then, they still deserve to know that they're being socially inappropriate. You should not handle the entire internet with kid gloves because you're afraid someone out there has a mental disability and can't handle being criticized, you know, being called out for their behavior. That's insulting to anyone with a mental disability.
Well,
there is a difference. You can tell when somebody's just not quite there or when somebody, you know, maybe has some problems and somebody who's being a troll. And if you can't, you have some social disabilities you should probably work on. Don't be that sensitive. It's okay.
Well, I'd argue that some mental disabilities have to be nagged on, particularly that of the deet-de-dees, the people that should know better, the people that almost are actively refusing to learn, particularly, I would say, at least half, and I'm being generous, at least half of the frat boys from SESU, which I went to, have this mental disability of being party college frat boys. And, you know, I would say that's a learned mental disability, I would say.
It's probably also reinforced by copious amounts of alcohol.
Oh, that too. But that's mostly for joke and besides the point.
There's another false positive troll thing, in addition to actually legitimately being crazy, and that's being a non-native English speaker.
Hmm.
And that's something that you got to watch out for, because one of the hallmarks of trolls is... incomprehensible arguments, bad spelling, bad grammar, and sometimes it could be that the person actually does have a sane argument, they just don't know how to convey it because they're not, you know, English is a second or a third language even.
I'm very forgiving when it comes to, I mean, I'm a person that's like, at least as long as I know what you're trying to say, you know, if I get the gist of what you're trying to say, I will get it. You know, I will call people out for not using punctuation, though.
They might say something, and you know, they mean a 3 on the offensive level, and they hit a 10 because they don't know, you know, in their culture.
Yes.
For instance, just between English-speaking cultures. The American fanny and the British fanny are two completely different fannies.
Very different fannies.
Yes.
Very close.
Be very, very careful if you're with somebody and that comes up. You don't want to be, oops!
There are a lot of different things like that. I knew somebody who actually... I can't remember. It's an Oriental, one of the, geez, myriad of Oriental cultures where they greet with, "Have you eaten?" And I actually know someone who took offense to that because they thought she thought they were saying she was fat. It's just a greeting. There are a lot of bizarre little things like that, you know, mm-hmm. that vary from culture to culture. And in which case, frankly, if you're getting offended that quickly over simple things, maybe you're the asshole. That is a possibility.
Trolls never seem to notice that, though. When they come into a forum, all of a sudden, they just take offense. And they don't seem to understand why, and it's usually because something of they themselves have said.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to notice. They seem oblivious to it. Or it seems to be their mission to go into a forum and make a hash of themselves. And most trolls are new to forums.
I haven't seen how that community works. Like somebody trying to go into, say, Something Awful for the first time and not knowing how things work. I wasn't trying to be a troll there.
I have not seen like a long-time user of a forum turn troll. It's usually someone who just comes in,
right?
And well, with comics anyway, which are the forums I go to. Most of us probably go to, they come in and they say, "Here's my comic, isn't it awesome?" and blah, blah, blah. Or they say something egotistical or ridiculous or I don't know what. But somehow, within a couple of posts, they just start going nuclear. They just expand.
I have seen longtime forumites go rogue on a couple of examples. But... the board I'm particularly thinking of was, I might as well go ahead and say it. It was the old forums for Errant Story. And the original forums for Errant Story started out being the forums for Exploitation Now, which was a much raunchier, more debased, you know, there were underage lesbians and explosions and stuff like that. And it was a very mature adult humor. And then Poe switched from that to Errant's Story, which was a more high-minded fantasy. And there was some rebellion amongst the ranks. And, you know, you started out with an already kind of a in homeostasis pool of potential trolls. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a shift in power structure or you have, you know, somebody gets made an admin that someone strongly disagrees with, things like that can cause it. And those usually tend to be the most dangerous because they don't have to wildly guess to find the buttons. They are kitchen sink argument specialists. They know, you know, every horrible thing that could possibly be brought up and will bring it up. Not only that, they know where the links are. They know where the bodies are buried.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I think trolls come in all shapes and sizes as far as intelligence and intent. You get dumb trolls who really don't know any better, and you get smart trolls who are just in it for their own amusement. And you can't apply the same rules to either of those because they're not going to work.
Yeah.
Different games. So to speak.
Well.
And on that note, we're going to take our last break. When we come back, we got a little bit of news, and we're going to see what is left of this topic that we decided to bring up today. You know, just to see what kind of reactions we could get.
Oh, hey, is this your new one?
Yep, I finally got some lyrics.
Oh, cool. Sounds good. Let's bust that out.
I'm sorry, my brother's a jerk. I'm sorry, my brother's a jerk.
What the hell?
He's a jerk, 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 jerkity, jerk, jerk, a jerkity, jerk, jerk, a jerk, 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 jerk. I'm sorry. My brother's a jerk.
What? Hold up, hold up. What brought this on?
Well, sometimes the audience doesn't really know the true you.
The true me?
Oh, the you I knew growing up, jerk.
What? What's that supposed to mean?
You would tease me relentlessly and embarrass me in front of my friends and push me in the water even though I didn't know how to swim. And you'd eat my whole entire dessert even when I wasn't even done.
Hey, I thought it was all in good fun.
Ah, but it wasn't.
Well, look, maybe I didn't realize, but you weren't exactly Mr. A Good Intuition.
Nah, I bet you got some song about that, sucker.
Yeah, I got some lyrics.
Let's
I'm gonna bust out right here. All right, I'll bust them out. But remember when you hit me with the baseball bat and you'd borrow all my stuff and you would never bring it back and you'd bust into my room when I had a chick it was trying to score.
Hey man, that's what locks are for.
Whatever.
Yeah, payback's a bitch, deal with it,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, payback is.
Ooh, in
yeah,
my
I'm
face.
Gonna pay you.
Ooh,
watch this.
Late.
I'm sorry. Chris Waffle's a jerk. I'm
He's
sorry. Tim Waffle's a jerk. Tim's a jerk, 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 jerk,
jerkity jerk,
jerk, jerk, jerk, jerk,
jerkity jerk,
jerkity jerk face. Tim is a sorry
sad
jerk.
Sack
He's
of
a sorry jerk.
He's a sorry sack of
jerk.
Sorry sack of jerk.
Jerkity
jerk,
jerk,
sorry sack of
jerkity
jerk, jerkity
jerk,
jerk. I quit the band and I hate you and I hate everybody and I'm gonna quit the band.
You suck. And he smokes.
That was Sorry, My Brother's a Jerk by Hot Waffles via The Funny Music Project at thefump.com.
Devilishly clever.
All right. I was looking in the chat room. I'm trying to decide if I have any hot buttons. There was this discussion as to whether, you know, the dichotomy of troll, not troll doesn't really exist because everyone has hot buttons. And the thing is, you can hit one of my hot buttons and I'm still a rational debater. I can still defend my argument.
Oh, man.
I can still defend my arguments. I can still listen to what's being said by others. I don't, you know, it's not like you blur red and I can no longer have a sane conversation.
I'd like to say the same for me, but I know it's not true for me.
That may very
I take a lot of things very personally.
Very personally.
really.
Well, also
I don't even take personal insults personally. I figure it's their problem because I'm just that egotistical.
I don't like it when people make assumptions and they'll persist on their assumptions or presumptions or umptions, whatever. I don't know. It's like I do take things a lot personally because I guess I grew up with having to. You know, I was picked on, bullied, and all that sort of groovy stuff, so... Well,
so was I. You still don't have to take it personally.
Who wasn't?
Well, it was either that or get beat up. I got kicked... I got stomped on the fucking head by a girl at one point, okay?
I think that means she likes...
What's wrong with you?
Is that what happened?
I don't remember why, but I'm pretty sure it was something I did. I don't know. I just got this weird antisocial behavior. I don't know. Then I did later end up working with her like 7 years later when we were older and everything. It was kind of funny. I don't think she remembered it, but I remember the weirdest things.
Usually, stomping on somebody's head means they like you. So
because we were kids. So
I've been chased home. I've been beat up, even as a girl. It does occur. I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, you know, obviously it's a different experience for different people, but you can still learn. And it took me a long time. I'm not claiming, like, you know, from day one in my life, I never took anything personally. It took me a long ass time. And sometimes there are still points where I just kind of want to sit in a hole and wish that no one would say mean things to me. But at some point, you have to realize that 90% of the people on this planet are going to not like you for one reason or another.
And I have come to terms with that.
A lot of fucking people.
I know that people don't like me. I don't no longer have to make sure everyone doesn't hate me anymore. But
I mean, that's good. That's like the first step. The first step is to say, well, you know what? If people don't like me, then people don't like me. And it's not because there's anything wrong with me. It's because not everybody's going to like everybody. And oh well.
Yeah. Oh, I will say this happened in the winter. So she had, you know, big, you know, rubber snow boots and there was snow. So there was some cushioning.
I was going to say you're lucky. That's a lucky thing because that could bring brain damage. Dane Bramage. I actually almost said it on accident.
Dane Bramage.
Wow.
Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Webcomics Weekly has been updating. Congratulations. Welcome back. And such like that. Actually, I did make a comment on Twitter earlier today that just because they say something doesn't make it right or doesn't make it the only way. But you know, the most recent one, I forget which one it is. They're basically talking about perspective of success. And of course, Webcomics Weekly and the Half Pixel guys, they're very, you know, comics as a profession bit, and that's not what the Webcomic Beacon is. But you know, so we're different aspects. But you know, if you have that in mind, their discussion on perspectives of success and such like that is a pretty good listen. I do enjoy listening to them talk about stuff, whether or not I agree with everything. So it's not like I hate them or anything. So I just wanted to clear that up because I think it's a really enjoyable podcast. But like they listen to this. But in any case, we got a little bit of news I want to cover real quick first. And let's see, we have anybody have any milestones? I got one. Smizer and Blyde at smizerandblyde.com. That's Smyzer and Blyde.com. Up to 2 years. This is somebody I'm going to try to get on to talk about. He has like a sci-fi noir comic, and I want to do something. If anybody has something that can be kind of lumped into that category, you know, let me know so I can get more people for such a particular genre. I know there's some out there, but you know, I just can't. It's one of the ones I've been trying to schedule for a while. And I kept forgetting. So there's that one. Did anybody else have any milestones?
I got nothing.
According to the chat room, Drunken Fools hit its 100th strip, thedrunkenfools.com.
Ooh.
And I'm back to updating the Apple of Discord twice a week. That's kind of a milestone, right?
No, that doesn't count.
Not really. But it's a good announcement.
I could probably start my comic back up to 3 times a week, but I am...
Don't do it. Don't do it. Save your buffer.
I have an 11 strip sketch buffer, but I'm starting the part where I'm going to be watercoloring, so I'll probably need all of that buffer while I figure this shit out.
Stop. Don't increase now. No.
I know, but it just makes me feel kind of bad. I started out 3 times a week, pages. Three pages
a
week.
You know what's funny?
Now
you give away
strips.
Free content. You're totally freaking allowed to set your own schedule, and anyone who complains is automatically not worth your dime.
Besides, you need to save that buffer so you can pick up 3 or 4 more webcomics that you're part of.
I do want to say...
The extra projects and this stuff. Don't do it, Fess.
I am planning to have a show that talks about update schedules, and I keep forgetting about that, so I'm saying that again to try to help me remind myself. Anyway, this episode of the Webcomic Beacon is brought to you in part by the Rampage Network, and specifically I am picking Asylum Squad at asylumsquad.com as the in part. And so check that out because I think it's pretty cool. It's essentially about... it's semi-autobiographical as well as taking a lot of liberties, but this girl... did go to like a mental institution and had like mental breakdowns and such like that, and so she's expressing a lot of what has happened through multiple characters in such a split personality with all this crazy shit going on, and there's, you know, things about religion and there's some nudity and sex. And
what is this?
It's asylumsquad.com. It's just a real crazy mental comic. So that's a bit more promotion than I normally give, but I really do like that comic.
Nudity, huh? Okay.
Occasionally, but it's more so kind of a mind fuck at times. So I guess there's still fucking going on, but...
it's a different kind.
All right. Let's see here. So we've been talking about trolls, griefers, and jackasses, essentially. By the way, I have to say, I've not really had experience with people, you know, bothering me on my the chat box or on the forums. Not really, anyway. I mean, I'll sometimes get a negative comment, but this a lot of times nothing really goes anywhere. What about you guys?
I just get emails.
I don't really get much of anything. I don't get a lot of comments. I don't get a lot of emails. It's just
Come to think of it, I've just realized that's weird that I get emails. Even on my blog posts where I've said things, you know, like I said, they've been insulting to people and not I didn't intend to personally insult them, but I'm insulting things that they hold dear.
I think I know what it is. It's okay. Ever been like in a class where you might have like said something like inappropriate or whatever, and the teacher wants to talk to you after class so that everyone else is, you know.
Well, so what? They're patronizing me?
I think so. I think they're like,
oh,
they're
fuck you, people.
They're taking you aside.
I am a big girl, and I'm wearing my big girl pants. If you have something shitty to say about something shitty I've said, you are more than welcome to comment in the fucking room. What the hell?
So now there.
Yeah. Either that or they don't want to get involved in some sort of public mess. So they're being a pussy or they're patronizing you. So.
Oh. Or both.
It could be. I don't know.
I don't get a lot of comments. But you can follow if you want grouchy comments.
That's right.
Follow my character Sherm Sherman on Twitter now. He has his own Twitter account.
I've heard some of the stuff that he's done. It's terrible.
Yeah, he's a pretty grouchy guy. You could follow
him. That's a borderline terrorist.
He does terrible things. And he just grouches about everything. But you want grouchiness. Good luck there.
I got a lot of crap back when I was doing a sprite comic.
Well, yeah.
But that was...
We're doing a sprite comic.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. To be fair, very few people had started doing sprite comics, and I wasn't doing a Mega Man sprite comic.
I was doing sprite comics before it was cool. Oh, wait.
At least you were making your own sprites, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was doing sprite comics before it was horrible.
Yes.
And then it became horrible, and I was still doing sprite comics, and that's the reason why I draw the drawings that I draw now.
Because you recognize the soup that you were playing in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not so much that I was peeing in the pool, but I looked down and saw the blue dye coming towards me, and I said, it's time to get out.
That's great.
Oh, and once Bingo himself... yelled at me on my shout box for not having contact information except for that whole contact link with all of my contact information right up there in the menu bar that he didn't see. And of course, he never back up.
You know what I've done in the past when people have... You should have this as part of your site, and it's right there. I just do a screen capture, go into Photoshop, circle the link... And just email that. I don't even bother responding.
That's great. Well, that is responding.
I mean, verbally. I don't bother verbally responding. I just send them the picture.
Okay. All right. I'll not argue semantics, but okay. speaking of websites, the Webcomic Beacon has its new face for at least year four. Well, for now, I guess. I got a complaint on Twitter saying that... You know, it basically looks like another ad on top of another ad. So I've changed it, and you notice it's the Webcomic Beacon in big letters and such. So I'm going to stick with that for now, and I took my time and redid the tower. I don't know. I don't know how to do a proper tower. It looks very complex. But anyway, be sure to go to webcomicbeacon.com to check out anything related to the Webcomic Beacon. We've got news about us, as well as a guest and fan art section, as well as information on if you want to contribute. And speaking of which, we are getting a little bit low on our Becky art for that we use in the covers. Now, that it's been awesome of how many people submit Becky art for the Webcomic Beacon. People get linked, they get credited for this, and all that stuff. And the unadulterated images go up into the art section so that you can see it without all the text all over the place. But if you go to webcomicbeacon.com/contribute, there's a little blurb there about if you want to do some Becky Beacon art. Essentially, draw big with extra margins. Essentially, the viewable area is wider, because if you look at any one of the covers, you'll see where the text basically goes. So it's not a square; it's a rectangle. So otherwise, if you do like a transparent Becky on a transparent background, that's way easy. Background's not needed. But basically, there's not really any many rules, except if you're getting suggestive with something. If you do, I'd like you to ask first. If you do something a little suggestive or revealing, she is definitely going to be a shy girl, so she's going to be shy about it. But the other thing is that she's a mute. She's not going to say anything. And that's kind of the joke. A mute working in radio.
We get it.
Yeah. So, but otherwise, I have not really dictated any rules or any major rules on the type of art or what specifically. I mean, I got a cool one. I think it's from Ahmed, who, he does Antisocial. He sent me one of Becky being chased by a bee holding a cone.
Oh, bee cone. Wow.
See,
that took me a while.
I know. But, you know, fun stuff like that. You know, I welcome art, and it's been great that we've gotten so much for year three, and I'd like to get more for year four. So that is one thing. That's been really great. So let's see here. Is there... I've distracted myself enough. Is there anything left that we need to talk about jackasses?
Well, we could quickly mention what to do with them about them. Like,
very good.
Don't feed the troll is rule number one. Because it won't matter no matter how logical you are, no matter what evidence you have, no matter what quantifiable data you can provide, you can't reason with the unreasonable.
Now, I have seen cases where experienced forum members will feed a troll in order to teach the young.
They say
this response is for the new people in the room to please practice on this person.
And then it is hilarious.
The troll, and then that's funny as hell. And then you let the young ones bash him around for a while.
This comic gen thread is still awesome.
What? Okay, no, you mentioned this twice. No, what is this thread?
This is the thing
that started the whole troll discussion in the first place.
Yeah. Okay, go into it.
14 pages of awesome.
Link.
I'll have to put a link up.
So talk about it, please.
Well, this is a troll who was at the Webcomic List forum a while back.
It's been months.
Yeah, long. It's been quite a while, maybe even a year almost, I think.
Yeah, because he was there when I was out for the baby last year.
Yeah,
I missed most of the action.
He eventually got banned.
Yeah, Offie's saying September 2009, so.
Yeah, I'll try to get a look in the chat here.
So talk about this post. What's going on?
Yeah, Adam, what's that?
So the gist of it is this. This troll was on DeviantArt, and he was part of a group on DeviantArt. And they decided they didn't want him in their group anymore, so they just kicked him out, which you can do on DeviantArt, I guess. I don't use it, so I don't know. He wasn't kicked off DeviantArt. He was just kicked off this one group that he joined.
There's a big button that looks like Yoko Ono, and when you push it, it ejects someone from the group.
I like that. Yoko Ono.
So anyway, he went to the Comic Genesis forum to complain about it and say, I was banned for no reason. And again, I just can't help but think this guy is taking lessons from Glenn Beck. So he gives his side of the story and makes a bunch of irrational claims, and then he's called out on these claims, and rather than provide evidence, he says, I don't want to link to that group because I don't want to give them any free promotion.
Right.
And now he's off on this tear about how popular he is compared to everyone else. It's hilarious. It's 14 pages of pure awesome at this point.
We got a link up on the chat.
We do have a link. Okay,
there we go. Yay.
It's well worth a read. It's just hilarious. And it just goes on and on. So it's sort of like those. Did you ever read about there was this really awesome prank someone did on a Nigerian scammer where he turned the tables on him? He used some Jedi mind trick. I don't know how. But he kept writing back to them and writing back to them and writing back to them. And then he convinced them he was looking to hire people for a project, and that project was to copy out by hand the book Harry Potter, one of the Harry Potter books. And they started to do it, and he got like, I don't know, two chapters worth of handwritten notes.
Wow.
They're just rewriting it word for word, and total Jedi mind trick. It was awesome.
Yeah, there's even people who've gotten money out of the Nigerian scammers. Yeah. You're like, you have to donate to my religious organization before I can do. Yeah, the only reason I would say to occasionally do feed the trolls is because as long as you're, and this is, again, I qualify this by saying I'm not necessarily a good person. As long as you're not the one being directly trolled, a lot of times this is really funny. Like the flashing epileptic website I said earlier, you know, it's horrible when you think about it, but at the same time, it's hilarious.
I call it lizard brain funny. It's funny to that part of your brain that isn't quite human. The part that doesn't really think through the actions all the way and really think about how you're harming other people. It's right. Lizard brain funny.
Otherwise what you're talking about is basically trolling the trolls.
There's the Cheeseburger Network has I'm trying to find the link for it here now. I'll throw it up. They have they've recently resorted everything, so all of my links are no longer valid.
Mm-hmm.
The Art of Trolling, which is a lot of people who are trolling, and a lot of times the funny things come from when two trolls run into one another.
Yes, the troll clash.
There was an absolutely epic one where they were on one of those random chat. It was a text thing, kind of like Chat Roulette. I don't remember which one it was called, but Troll A started off pretending he was like Chris Hansen, saying, doing the Chris Hansen role of, you know, I'm Chris Hansen, why don't you have a seat? Troll B, recognizing what was going on, immediately played the part of the perv who had been caught, responding in kind with like the, oh God, oh no, I knew this was going to happen. I knew I was worried about it coming. And the two of them go back and forth for like half an hour playing out this absolutely epic scenario. And it's just the two trolls are going at it. And, you know, it's hilarious. You can't deliberately cause something like that to happen.
There's a randomizing effect, yeah.
Yeah, so as long as it's done safely and with a minor degree of respect for human life, there can be some fun had there. Here, I'm putting the Art of Trolling up on the chat. There you go. So as a former troll who occasionally will whip out my troll horns when someone really deserves to be counter-trolled, they're not the worst people in the world. Just maybe, maybe in the top 10.
I go with misguided. You know, I assume actually, this is an assumption, that the internet trolls are decent human beings in person, that it is that anonymity. It's some people, you know, it's the superhero cape. They put on the mask and they get to be whoever they want to be. And some people really get off on being a douche. And then in the rest of their lives, they're very normal. You know, it's the lawyer who goes to, you know, Burning Man as a lizard and runs around naked for 3 days. It's that kind of thing. It's free, the putting on a mask free. And being something else for a while.
Right, yeah. And I can get that, and I can understand that to a point. But I think we're at at the end of the show here. I think it's been a great, we got more out of this discussion than I thought we would, which is great. And I always love it when that happens. And let's see here. Yeah, we had a very active chat room. It's been great. That's right. If you've been listening and you want to be a part of the live shows, you know, we have core programming that happens Sundays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Three to 4 weeks a month. And we're starting up the newscasts, which one is going to be the second week of the month. And of course, Webcomic Beacon EPs, which will happen, we don't know when, but they'll happen occasionally. So we got lots of extra programming happening. And of course, next week is December 5th, if I'm actually thinking correctly. Yes, December 5th. That'll be our third year anniversary of the Webcomic Beacon. I invite everybody to come and hang out and party and whatever. And I don't know. There's no real topic yet. I got a backup one, but otherwise, we'll take your questions on the air if you'd like. You can leave a voicemail at 1-320-310-0922 or you know, email us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Or leave a comment on our blog posts, and we'll see what we can do for some extra fun next week. And let's see here. That is all for this week of the Webcomic Beacon. Adam, I want to thank you for coming on, staying later, and being on this show.
Yeah, this episode. A pleasure.
Thank you.
Yep, and that's all for this week. Remember, if you want to be in the chat room, you can pay attention to webcomicbeacon.com/live is where a link to our Ustream is going to be, as well as to webcomicbeacon.com/calendar if we plan ahead enough time and I'll schedule the show. Otherwise, this has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
This is Tanya of DaisiesandShit.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
And this is Adam of the Apple of Discord.
.com.
Tune in for more at webcomicbeacon.com.
I was a DJ and a sportscaster for years. I can whip it out.
See,
would you like to hear what I sound like as a radio announcer?
One with the county, one with the Maritimes. We're 96.1 WTMS.
I was like that.